This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The three-day weekend that so many enjoyed, how many lost their lives? 1 million U.S. military men and women protecting our freedoms. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I was just taking stock of it, and not just Iraq, Afghanistan, and what happened there, but going way back into our history, if you look at the Vietnam War, how many deaths? Over 90,000. In fact, 90,220. If you go back to World War II, 405,399. Sandwiched in between Vietnam and World War II, of course, the Korean War, how many gave their lives? 54,246. And oh, the list is very, very long. Trust me, of all the wars, starting way back with the Revolutionary War. So it was a day, I think, to remember the reason for the day, the reason for Memorial Day. It is a day where people get together and have picnics and watch ball games and just flat out relax. But it is also a day to remember. As George Patton said, it is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who die. Rather, we should thank God such men lived. And that's how I feel. Thank goodness for our freedoms. All right, it was a weekend where so much did happen, really, Friday all the way through Monday, including the debt limit agreement. Now it's a matter of passing, but Joe Biden, the prez, is pretty optimistic that Congress is going to back the agreement to raise the nation's debt ceiling as the White House worked behind the scenes. And part of that was, of course, with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. They struck a tentative agreement on Saturday to raise the debt ceiling until 2025 in exchange for a number of Republican demands to cut spending. So wealthy people will not be taxed more. That was one of the things Democrats wanted. Nor will the corporations. Social Security would be untouched, as will so many other programs. But there are things that will be tough for the Democrats to swallow and for Republicans as well. So an early test Tuesday in the House Rules Committee. They have to approve the procedure for bringing the legislation to the floor. The administration is warning that Congress has to raise the debt ceiling, of course, we know, by June 5th, or you trip the nation into the first default in our history. So this is, needless to say, a very big week, but it was a big deal to see on Saturday that a tentative agreement had been struck, because we kept hearing that these were all the possibilities. But were those negotiations actually going to work? Was something going to happen that could pass, that could roll, that could get through? So now it's a question of getting through. And if that happens, then for 2 years, this is something that isn't dealt with, which I say in those 2 years, it should be time that things are dealt with when it comes to our outrageous debt and not ending up in that same situation. So we're having this same conversation. So now it's about McCarthy's ability to completely win over the Republicans and the White House's ability to woo the Democrats, too, because there's things that are left in and out of this deal that some won't like on both sides. I mean, look, the debt deal is going to reduce IRS expansion. It's going to approve permits for a West Virginia gas pipeline. So there were some struggles with that in the past. Like I said, the two-year thing is part of it. Social Security, Medicare, that's not going to be touched. All of that is going to stay. That's significant because there was a fear about that. Also increasing funding for military and veteran affairs. And ultimately, the White House agreed to an inflation-adjusted reduction in direct spending on some programs, but one that will be mitigated by redirecting funds from other areas is the clawback from the IRS expansion, which was very, very big. So spending on domestic programs is going to fall by about $1 billion from this year to next and go up 1% in 2025. Of course, there were cuts to the programs that they were facing 8 to 12%. That would have undermined some other areas and made it difficult for, I think, any of the Democrats in Congress to jump on it. So that clawback is a big, big, big part of it, right? And again, this is about selling because it's not over yet. But the military, the veterans still get some funding. They get a slight funding boost, so nothing is touched there whatsoever. And what the Republicans wanted was not to raise the taxes on wealthy people and not to raise it on the corporations. So that's not going to happen. Also, the debt ceiling, I mentioned it briefly, includes plans to expedite a major natural gas pipeline from West Virginia to Virginia, which has been a big push of Joe Manchin's, the senator from West Virginia. And it's been opposed by lots of environmental groups. And what it'll do is transport this Appalachian shale gas about 300 miles from West Virginia to Virginia if it's built. So that would be 2 billion cubic feet of gas a day, which would be part of the domestic energy, help, you know, support domestic energy and liquefy natural gas. But environmentalists say the project could impact hundreds of streams, wetlands, and several miles of natural forest land. So there was a lot of maneuvering going on behind the scenes with that. So it looks like maybe the 15th Amendment is dodged because that's not going to have to be invoked. That was one of the things that the White House threatened. So the House would have the immediate vote on Wednesday, and if it isn't raised by the deadline, then the government default means the things that I've been talking about, what payments would be at risk, and largely what could happen. So the story, the thing that people have heard about for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, and of course we've talked about it here because it absolutely would affect people in this audience, and that's what this show is about. What affects you? What affects me? What's happening in our backyards? This is certainly a very, very, very big deal. So this is, again, a change in the air, a change in attitude of trying to figure it out, trying to make something happen. But trust me, there are people that are not happy about this. All right, as we roll through, coming up this hour, your thoughts as we have a mailbag, plus the man cave, what happened between the Celts and the Heat. Let's just say in Miami, they have a lot of reasons to party, both in the world of the NHL and the NBA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAITreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
Let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light.
Luckily, I think for most people, you enjoyed some sunshine. The Memorial Day weekend, but not everybody. There were some crazy things that certainly happened. One occurred on a cruise ship that was coming back to through Charleston, and it was in the Bahamas. Hit a storm, and people, and really in the middle of the night was when it rocked this boat. And it was so terrifying for the people in this Carnival Sunshine. That was the name of the boat. The rough weather was so terrifying to them because they look out and they see waves, giant waves. And then in the hallways, there's water and debris. So the ship was returning to port in Charleston, South Carolina, and it was 9 hours late by the time it actually docked. But they had that rough weather that started late on Friday, and people stayed in their cabins and didn't really know much. I was listening to what one passenger said when I was flipping through a couple of different things, and the passenger said, I thought, oh, this is so scary, right? I put on a life jacket. I tried to find a life jacket because I really believed they were going to tell us this is sinking and we're going to have to get on a boat, and I'm going to have to pray that I can get on that boat. That a lot of people apparently were discussing that and thought that was going to happen, but could the lifeboats even be launched because the conditions were so bad? And then people complained that they weren't told about what was happening. There was no announcements about, here's, we're in these rough conditions, but we're doing this, this, and this. And the cruise line said that the reason they didn't do it is because it was in the middle of the night and they don't, that's their protocol. They don't make announcements. Like I would say, forget the protocol. If the ship, this giant ship, you know, we were talking about 14 stories, is rocking, people are frightened, they look out their window, they see massive wind and white caps all over the place, then they go in the hallway and they're soaked up to their ankles or worse. I'm just thinking, maybe some of us have seen the Titanic too much and know the history. I'm just thinking, break the protocol and say what's going on. Because people didn't know what happened. Some people thought the ship ran into something. Stuff was flying off of counters. Baggage fell over, slid around. The wind was howling. And all people could see was a wall of water when they looked out. And just walls were creaking. And there were all kinds of crazy noises. And I looked at some of these photographs people took and some of the video, and I would be worried. Carnival Sunshine has the capacity for over 3,000 guests and 1,000 crew members, and that's what they had. They have 14 levels, like I mentioned. So even at the highest level, people were feeling it. Again, I'm going to say this. Break the damn protocol. If something like that happens, that's where you have to go rogue, Captain, and you got to make the decision that there's got to be people. Everybody's feeling this. No, people are not sleeping through this. Most people are not sleeping through this, and they're petrified. They're wondering if the ship is going to fly over or they're going to have to hurry up and jump on some kind of life raft or something. You got to let people know. See, this is what I don't understand. I get that there's protocols in place. I get that you have to have protocols and think of all the people I just mentioned. But then there has to be that common sense. There has to be that moment where you say, it doesn't make sense not to do this. You know, it's kind of like when I had to get my boating license because I decided I wanted to learn how to boat. And we had to get our boating license. One of the things is we had to have an open water test. And this is out in the Gulf, and it can be really rough. And one of the things that the instructor said is, listen, a lot of kooky things can happen, and a lot of times it's just because of people in other boats. They've, like, been drinking, or they're massive amounts of speed. And no matter what, where you're supposed to be, if you're supposed to be, so there's markers, and a red marker should, when you're coming in to shore, it should be on your right side. But if somebody is barreling down towards you and you really have the right of way, it's like he said, slow to pro. You move because you might have the right of way, but you're going to end up in a boat crash. So to me, yes, you have to have rules. They have to have rules for that many people. They absolutely. They go over it with people when they get on the boat. But in the middle of the night, if things have changed dramatically and people are opening doors to floods, and what if somebody goes outside foolishly and they're trying to hang on to a railing and they fly off the side of the boat? I mean, that would be what they do not want to happen. So there were some minor injuries. They're lucky that that's all it was. But you can bet there's going to be a lot of complaints, and I won't blame them. You got to inform people, hello, of what's happening. All right, this is a sad story. I have friends that live in Hollywood, Florida, which is on the West Coast. And it's near, like, Fort Lauderdale. 9 people were shot, 1 child. There was some kind of an altercation between a couple of groups, 2 different groups, near a very busy area of the beach. And this is a holiday weekend. So they do have one person of interest, but they're searching for somebody else. And the injured people, luckily, no one has died, but the injured people range in age, because I said there was a baby, a kid, from 1 to 65. And this is a pretty busy area. It's like a boardwalk area where there's a lot of palm trees and pedestrian walkways, and they kind of straddle the beach, and there's restaurants and shops of what, like what you would think. So all of a sudden you've got gunfire and people running down the street. You imagine what they're thinking? And into the sand. Just like, where do we go? And you can see it, because they always have these live feeds now, and you could see it on the city's beach camera showing people, like, running from those areas and going on the beach, because that would be a popular time. So, again, the good part of this story is I'm not telling you how many people died, but horrible that that happens in the first place, that whatever's going on, whatever the altercation is, to have something like that break out and risk the lives of people that just happen to get caught in the crossfire of whatever else is going on around them. It's like all too familiar, right? It's like way all too familiar. I hate cracking open the mic and talking about this kind of stuff. I mean, it is the reality, though, that your world can... It's not that we have to be paranoid and constantly not enjoy our lives, but in an open situation, it is good to take stock of, okay, where am I? What if I do have to hit an exit? We've had many, 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 many people on to talk about that, just to live your life, but just to be aware of your surroundings, because it's real easy to let your guard down, enjoying Memorial Day, having dinner, sucking up the last moments of more time off, and then having, you know, that happen, and it could have gone in a much, much worse direction. So luckily, it did not. Luckily, that did not happen. All right, Memorial Day is also a day for many over the weekend, any day in the weekend, for going to the movies. So my family, brother, sister-in-law, nephew, said initially we were going to go to the beach, but there were 10 million people on the beach, so that didn't quite work out. So instead, because it's been a long time since I've been to a movie theater now, we went to see Guardians of the Galaxy. And now that this franchise has been out for a while, I've seen them all with my nephew. And he's older than the first time when we went to see it. But he still wanted to go. He still wanted to go and see it. And I have to say, as much as I can be on some of the Marvel stuff, it was pretty good. I mean, it was, you know, it was the story line that I think made sense. It was all about Rocket. Don't want to give it away. And the Guardians trying to save Rocket the Raccoon's life. We even shed a few tears. A few tears! Can you believe it? Mailbag next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News update. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the bill is a compromise.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up. I think it's a very positive bill.
President Biden called the package an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. The vote in the House expected on Wednesday. President Biden is honoring Americans who have lost their lives while serving the country. The president and others marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Speaking after a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Biden said, "We must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy." 8 people were rescued from the rubble after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. 12 others made it out of that building safely on their own. Rescue workers left the scene this afternoon, and the building will be demolished tomorrow. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The mail
the mailroom. Thank you very much. Again, hope you had a great Memorial Day. A lot of you took some time out to wish me a happy Memorial Day weekend. You did it over the weekend. You can do it 24/7, anything you want to talk about. A to Z, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So let's dive right into it. This one is from Stan the Man. And Stan says, "Hey, Kate, you knew they were going to come up with something to pass some sort of debt deal. I guess they're not completely out of the woods, but good old Mitch McConnell, he's got to be syrupy and the biggest salesman he could possibly be and sell it to the Republicans, who are not going to be crazy about some of what is in this. And the same thing with the Democrats. I mean, let's face it. But there isn't any kind of reform in this. So once again, you got the spending, 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 and there's no sort of reform. If this is passed, which I'm sure it will be, then it's 2 years to get your act together. And I agree with you. Why in the world, when we live in the greatest country with some of the smartest minds, can't we have people that can figure this out? I get it. It's about money in and money out and making sure all of that's balanced and ballooning needs for XYZ personal pet projects or whatever constituents won from various states. And it's about power, and that's ultimately what it is. Somebody has to stand up and say this is just nonsensical, and we don't need $31 trillion plus in debt to leave to future generations and to keep playing the same old song. Very well said. I agree. It's all the things that I've been talking about. Absolutely. You know, it's not being Pollyanna-ish. It's not going to, you can't wave a magic wand and undo and untangle this overnight. But this gets passed. I mean, come on. Figure this out. Beef up the committees. Put people on the committees that are going to sit here, figure out a way to work this out and make it make sense. Where you're subtracting, where you're adding, it's all budget. That's what it is. It's, I got my hand in this pocket, I got my hand in that pocket. You get your hand out of my pockets. I mean, this is the thing. It is the special interest. It is all the things that get stuck into bills that ultimately end up tripping everything up. But it still ultimately comes down to an outrageous debt number and figuring out a way to reduce it. If we wanted to reduce this in its simplest form, that is what we are talking about. This one is from Michael, and Michael says, Kate, I really got a chance to just take a breath over this Memorial Day. My two daughters, one in college and one who is graduating from high school next year, I got a chance to just really kind of soak in the whole dad thing. And, you know, sometimes it's tough because your mind's racing in a million different directions. There have been some shakeups where I work. I work for a big tech company. You know, you've been talking about tech layoffs. I think I'm fine from the sword, but it still makes you think, especially when I have them in these ages where I'm getting them through school. But what I did take into, I think, my mind and heart this weekend is all the sacrifices so many made who went off to different wars, whether it was Vietnam, whether it was World War One or Two, and they never came back and their families never saw them again, Afghanistan or anything else that we were involved in. And I thank them, and I honored them by not letting the nonsense and the noise take over and really enjoying my family. Wow, I like that sentiment. Yeah, sometimes it is hard, right? It's challenging. But that's the thing, right? He goes back. This is what I say. When you have what I call head trash, because you're worried about money, you're worried about food, you're worried about the kids, you're worried about, you could be single, you're worried about the rent, you're worried about whatever you're worried about. Sometimes, you know what, you just gotta feel, I think you have to feel the earth. I say you just put your feet in the sand, in the grass, take a walk in the woods, whatever it is, and shake it off and dump some of that head trash out. So I'm glad that you did that and you remembered the people who did sacrifice so that we do have these freedoms, especially when you think of some of the wars and what that meant, and then imagine, you're right, those families who don't have people coming back. This one is from Hal. We haven't heard from Hal in a long time. And Hal says, Kate, that what I just said, it's been a very long time. Trust me, I'm listening just super biz, dealing with all kinds of different hours and whatnot. I heard you talking last week about the fact that New York was sinking, and you're right. I think people forget that it is an island and that you do have the surrounding water and you do have conditions like with Sandy. I heard you talking about Sandy. And that you've got these massive buildings, but it is kind of crazy to think about it. But it is something that people in New York will feel these consequences if something isn't done. The risk of flooding in that city has to be getting higher and higher and higher. I mean, that's why that study, I think, scared some people because of what's happening with the ocean rising with some of the weather that's happening, and again, with the density of the bulky skyscrapers. So I would say if you want to see New York the way it is, you don't want it to turn into a Venice. Maybe it's time to go and take your family and do that sightseeing. Yeah, you know what? It sounds so ridiculous, but, I mean, it's slowly happening. But I was just looking at a, and how many times have I been there? Look, I mean, we lived, when I was a small kid, we lived in Queens. And you see it, and you see the, you're right, you see the giant buildings, and then that's exactly what the study is talking about, the bulk of the skyscrapers, and what does that mean, the weight of the buildings, and remembering what's underneath, you know, subsidence, and that's what it is, it's that it continues to sink because of the flooding. You've got this concentrated population of 8.4 million people, and it's sinking at a rate faster than what they would call usual, right? And that doesn't even include, I was thinking this, what about the subways? What about the bridges? What about the roads? Because there's got to be weight on that, too. Some of that has to create pressure and create some of the problems. I'm just thinking out loud. All right, this is an important one. Let's go to this one from Dave, who says, Katie, I'm sure you're aware of this, but boy, it was so scary to actually see it because I ran down to check it out. The apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday, it's so lucky that people weren't killed in this building. It was like a partial implosion almost. I don't even know how to describe it. And I guess according to what I know locally, there were people that have been complaining about the building and its safety for a long time. Yeah, you know, it was like a six-story apartment building. And it happened, and thank you for that, because I know we have a lot of listeners in that Davenport area. It happened before, like, 5 o'clock, the dinner hour, I'll call it, on Sunday. They don't know the cause of it. There were first responders that, boom, they just went in right away. They brought the dogs with them, the canines, to try to help the whole rescue thing. And they did get some people out. You know, there were some people that were injured. They did get them out, which, thank goodness, they were pulled out of that, and then other people that self-evacuated. But you can see the debris, and you can see that there was a, you know, there's like water that was leaking, and it's almost like a movie set. It's just like the whole part of the facade fell out, and some apartments were just completely exposed. Like, where's the apartment? Oh, look, you can see a closet, and there's clothes hung in the closet, but everything else is out because it fell down. So it's so lucky that it wasn't worse. I guess a bunch of tenants have called the city to complain about different problems with this building, and they did have notices and orders that were issued to the building for repairs, and there were falling bricks that were reported over the last week from some of the repair work that they were doing. They had gotten some permits for repairs on exterior brick walls, but so sad, too late. Luckily, you know, that whole structural integrity, and the fire department, of course, it concerned about that. Luckily, it wasn't worse. You're absolutely 100% right in looking at that building. It could have been terrible. It could have been that much worse for any of the people that were, you know, in there. All right. One quick last one. Let's go to this. This one is from Mike. And Mike says, hi, Kate. I know that you've been talking about, you know, the summer's coming in, and it is kind of officially the beginning of summer. A lot of kids are getting out of school. Movies really ramp up, and it gets tougher with flights. And I guess it was pretty smooth over the Memorial Day weekend. My mother flew to see us and flew out. We didn't have any problems with delays. So that's a good thing. She flew to New Orleans and then flew back to New York. It is a good thing if she got there. All right, you can email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Can't find the answer. And then Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Couple of big finishes in the NHL and NBA as the stage is set for two finals in two of our biggest sports. So welcome to the Man Cave. But before we get there, how about the Indy 500? I have a friend that just went there for the first time and said she really felt like she loved it because of the way she was introduced to the Indy 500 and got there beforehand and really got a sense of the pits and all of that. Joseph Newgarden, with his first Indy 500 win on Sunday night, he cashed in big time, $3.6 million, biggest win of his career. How about that? And, of course, the prize money jumped up by $500,000. And race organizers say that more than 330,000 people went to the race, second largest race day crowd since 2000. It's not the actual attendance figures, they weren't announced, but that's what they believe with tickets sold and all of that. So it is on a lot of people's bucket list, and there's people that always want to go. How about that, though? I mean, a record purse, a lot of people in the stands, a lot of excitement for this race, and a kid that was, you know, blown away with happiness that he won. And he won the race in spectacular fashion. And, you know, that's the whole thing that's part of it, of winning that big paycheck, but also thrilling the fans. And it was tight at the end. And so that's, you know, what people are, I think that's what people are looking for. Looking for a tight race, exciting, especially when you get down to the, you know, tail end of the race. And that's definitely what was delivered here. And it's interesting, speaking of delivering, so the newbie winner was delivered a bag of McDonald's by Roger Penske, and he had McDonald's and handed him a bag full of McDonald's and fries, and he couldn't inhale that enough, and a beer in the other hand. So he wins the 107th Indy 500. It's not always just about the money. Sometimes it's about the grub, right? And celebrating. So it was a very, very big, big, big win for him. All right, speaking of big wins, the Heat in the NBA Finals, after blasting, and that's the best way to describe it, annihilating, saying goodbye to the Celts in Game 7. Jimmy Butler guaranteed the win, and boy, I like Butler. He backed that up. So Miami avoids, by the way, the distinction of being the first team in NBA history to blow a 3-0 lead because they had the edge. And the Celts came back to make it a Game 7, which was incredible. So you have to credit the Celts for fighting back. I mean, that's very hard to get over that hump. And Jason Tatum rolled his ankle pretty early in the game, and he really wasn't right. And I think that kind of hurt them a lot. But Miami looked like Game 7 was in a pressure situation for them. They shot lights out, 50% from three. And Jimmy Butler, who guaranteed the win, he was terrific when he needed to be terrific. 28 points, 3 three-pointers, 7 boards and 6 assists. He even had a couple of steals, I want to say like 3 steals. So he was the MVP of the series. They win the East. Good for the Miami Heat. Now they go on to take on the Denver Nuggets. And now it's kind of a question of, was it too much rest? You know, there's always that conversation. Was there too much rest for the Nuggets while this went on and on and on and on and on and on? And the answer is, I don't know that I totally subscribe to that. I mean, you can look at stats and look at teams where maybe it's hurt them when they've had too much rest. But I'm going to say the Nuggets are excited to be where they are. They have a great team, too. This could be really a great finals. And we'll preview that as we get closer to it. The Vegas Golden Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second time. They're an expansion team in a 6-year history. So Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals, the Golden Knights blanked the Stars 6-0. I had to turn it off. It was such a boring game. I mean, it was great for the Knights, but they were already up 3-0 in the first period. So the crowd at the American Airlines Center cheering on their Dallas Stars, they were pretty silent. I mean, the Stars did a great job battling back and getting into the series because they were behind 3-0, and they won 2 games, but they just couldn't. They had nothing left to come back with, and the Knights just, I mean, they just stoned them. They netted everything they could. And even when the Stars finally had a power play and had an edge here or there, they couldn't score. There was no scoring. So this is the way it ends, and that's it for the Stars. And now it's on to the Panthers. So here you have Miami. We have the Miami Heat, the NBA team in the finals, and then you got the Panthers out of Miami who are in the finals too. In the NHL, and they'll take on the Las Vegas Knights, who almost won the Stanley Cup. It was all the way to a Game 7, but they didn't. But here they are in that position again. So good for them, because they are a really solid team. Great teamwork, great goaltending. They have all the things that you need to put themselves in the position where they are, and, of course, that's the reason why they are where they are. I was surprised actually that the Stars came back in it because they had their number. They let them back in, but then it was to no avail in this sixth game. They weren't going to go to that seventh game. They're like, no way. All right, how about the Twins? We jump to baseball. Royce Lewis goes deep, deep, deep in his return to the bigs 1 year to the day after suffering a torn ACL. That is such a tough injury in any sport because you're out. So he was the number one pick in the 2017 draft, and now he's back up. I remember seeing it over and over again. He tore his right ACL making this crazy leaping catch in center field, and he had a grueling rehab, apparently. But here he makes an impact right away. A three-run homer in his second at-bat against Houston. Just like I said, 1 year to the day. So lots of hard work to get back there. I mean, look, he's 23 years old. So it was a bad injury, but the Twins know, well, let's just have some patience because he has the right stuff. We think he can be a contributor for teams, our teams, for years to come, and I think they'd be right to assume that. It's all part of the game, some of these injuries, for sure. All right, Memorial Day was a great day for baseball. The Guardians blanked the Orioles 5-0. So did the Rangers. The Rangers shut out the Tigers 5-0. The Royals beat the Cardinals 7-0. What's happened here? Some great pitching is what's happened. And then you have the Rays, the Tampa Rays, who are on fire, taking on the Cubs, but at Wrigley Field, and it was a 1-0 deal. I mean, that was a close game. And you had Marcus Stroman, who threw a one-hitter and was dazzling, and then it's a big win for the Cubs to beat the major league leading Tampa Bay Rays the way they did. So fourth complete game, second shutout in 9 major league seasons, and the shutout was the 6th this season for Chicago, so good for him. In the meanwhile, now we continue this series, and you have Shane McClanahan, who will pitch for the Rays, the lefty. He's up next on Tuesday. And the Cubs send right-hander Kyle Hendricks up to the mound, who makes his second start since returning from a tear in his right shoulder. Oh, yeah. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I know that song by heart. Oh, seventh inning stretch. It is the best. So fun to go to a ball game. All right, friends. Be safe. Be sane. Oh, be happy and catch a ball game. Put your feet in the sand or take a walk around the block. You got any head trash going on? Shake it off.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.